The name of the band, Goodfoot, should tell you all you need to know about its music. This is a band that sets out to get you on the dance floor and keep you there. That's not always easy, but if you combine the best of soul, funk, and Afrobeat, you've got the ingredients for a winning formula. Babatunji Heath keeps the beat behind his drum kit for Goodfoot, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Tunji.
Good morning, Chris. Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
What made you folks want to get this band going?
Well, like you said, really, I started this band with Jason Forrester, who's the bass player. Mm-hmm. So you imagine we're starting with bass and drums.
It's building up from the foundation.
We're working the foundation, and we really wanted to be playing music that people would be moving to. We love playing for people dancing.
Yeah.
And I just have a sort of, personally, I have a passion for all those types of music, funk, soul, and Afrobeat. I love all kinds of music, but those particularly have resonated with me for as long as I can remember. And so we decided we were doing something else, and we wanted to start this, and we were fortunate enough to hook up with a guy named Roland Wakely, who played saxophone, tenor, and guitar. And that opened up the door for us, because we knew we wanted horns.
Yeah.
And I told Jason in the beginning, I think we need about 8 or 9 people. And he would thought I was crazy. But I said, we're not doing it for the money. We're doing it to make some music. You know, this is what, to make this kind of music, we need enough people.
And that's probably just as well that you're not doing it for the money, because when you play in a club and divide the money 9 ways, you're lucky to get gas home, right?
Yes, yes, it often is the case. And when you start a project like this, which has been a wonderful thing, it's been actually almost 3 years. Uh-huh. We just got together talking about it with our fourth member was Captain Ray Beatty, who plays baritone sax, and that was another key element we thought we wanted to have.
Yeah, very much.
And to sort of anchor the horn section idea. Mm-hmm. And the people that started working with us were willing to do it for the music and put in time and come in and practice and develop the material. And we do original music and we do a lot of covers, and we're pulling from different places. And We went out and started doing it, and immediately found people really, really liked it, really enjoyed it. So I say we weren't doing it for money, but here we are 3 years later, and people are hiring us to play
gigs,
New Year's
huh?
Eve parties, real gigs, and we actually have money in the bank, so we can do more. We can pay musicians that aren't able to be part of our band, and it's been wonderful. It's wonderful.
We heard a little, that was a little sample of you guys, I think, that we heard going in.
Yeah, that was a tune we called Never Gonna Happen.
Well, and you know, it's in the ways of a funk band, you have this thing of a lot of separate elements that connect in just the right way, but everybody's not all playing the same thing, duplicating the other person's part. You kind of have the guitar doing one thing, bass playing off it, and the drums kind of knit that all together. That's tricky to put together, isn't it?
It is tricky, and it's tricky to sort of bring that to into a place musically where people aren't as familiar with it. I mean, one of the key elements for us in Goodfoot is percussion.
Sure.
And Lori Kimata, who plays percussion, comes from 25 years of playing in sort of West African drum groups. She's part of a group called Jamarek,
uh-huh.
And she'd spent time gone to West Africa and play as well. So she's tuned into the idea of the polyrhythmic approach.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a key to that kind of drumming. And
sure
that's
is.
Key to the element in Afrobeat. Afrobeat was all about, in my interpretation, it was all about that sort of exchange of West African drumming culture, West African music, funk, American funk and soul, mm-hmm. and jazz. I mean, Fela Kuti brought those things together. That's why I strive to have that. It's part of what we're doing. But that's not all we do. As we find that a lot of the audience here in Hawaii that's pretty new to people. But in the last, I noticed when I came back from Hong Kong that DJs here were playing a lot more Afrobeat, you know, K2H, and here on the jazz shows and Bridging the Gap, you get Nick Yee's going to be playing Afrobeat on a regular basis. And so it's opened people's ears and dance floors.
Well, Afrobeat and things like James Brown funk mm-hmm. really complete a continuum. They go full circle. I mean, I remember in the 70s, some musician friends of mine toured Africa, and they said everywhere they went, James Brown.
Absolutely.
James Brown.
Huge. Yeah, yeah. They were all huge. And they took it and they did it with their in their spirit. And well, there's no question. I mean, James Brown is he was putting the polyrhythmic element
that's
into
African
funk.
Music,
yeah.
If yeah. if anything is really, yeah. because it's that you generate one rhythm, and then somebody else puts something on top of it that sort of intersects at key points, but isn't necessarily it's not a duplicate. It's like it builds and builds and builds, and you can get any number of layers sometimes.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I felt like I needed eight people, mm-hmm. you know, and eight players to do that, and eight players that were willing to sort of to find those plays. And it doesn't get too cluttered or too much as long as people actually find their space.
Yeah.
And that song we just heard, Never Gonna Happen, was kind of Never Gonna Happen because it took us so long to get that song to work.
So that's
you know, because it was one of the ones that really challenged the rhythmic elements, the different polyrhythmic elements happening all at the same time. And people took us a while to feel it.
Well, the trick with polyrhythmic music is you play your part, and no matter what happens, don't deviate, right? Don't get confused by all the other stuff going on around you.
You have to you learn to lock into the other people's patterns, but you don't. You know, you don't lock in the same place you would on a straight rock and roll tune or a blues
right.
tune, and it's a different feel. But it's, yeah, you got to hang on to your part. And jazz has that. I mean, I feel the jazz has that element melodically,
absolutely,
as well.
Yeah.
And of course, great jazz is both those things.
Well, good luck with your band, Tunji, and thanks for coming in. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Baba Tunji Heath is the drummer for Good Foot, an 8-piece Kaka'ako-based soul, funk, and Afrobeat dance band. It'll perform Tuesday, February 9th as part of the Mardi Gras Pub Crawl in downtown Honolulu. And you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
I'm walking right through the weekend, pushing me.